You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a program from our archives. Autumn is often a time to prepare for the trials of winter. Nowhere is this more true than in southeastern Alaska. Well, today we'll visit with Alaska's stellar sea lions. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
A couple of things are going on right now. Primarily, it's a time of recovery.
John Lewis is a wildlife biologist with the National Marine Fisheries Service in Alaska. John, what's happening right now in the world of the stellar sea lion?
Females have given birth back in May or June. They're recovering, of course, from giving birth and raising a newborn pup. Many of them are pregnant again. Many of the young animals who were essentially thrown out of the nest back sometime in the spring are out foraging on their own. The males that have been holding territories are recovering from some of the territorial battles that they have had in the past summer. Many of the juveniles who were excluded from rookeries are now coming back on, mixing in the population they were held out from during the breeding season. I would classify this time of year as one of gathering their energy again so that they can go into the winter months. Stellar sea lions hate to be alone, but as soon as they come together, you hear nothing but bickering. It's a guttural, groaning, burping sound, and if you listen very closely, you can hear different ages and different sexes. The males have got a much deeper, much more guttural sound to them. You will hear pups who will bleat to the mother for identification.
Fortunately, the population of stellar sea lions is on the decline. In future programs, we'll hear more from the biologists who are trying to save them. We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.